Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I want to say once again how much I appreciate you taking time out of your busy morning, out of your busy life, to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Thursday, May 13th, 2021, and I'm continuing my exciting, in-depth, and detailed chronological study of the book of Revelation. As I've mentioned before, if this is your first time listening, there are several other podcasts available on my page and on Spotify and other platforms so you can catch up where we've come in this really incredible, exciting study of the book of Revelation. And so I want you to take the time to go ahead and follow me on Spotify or on Facebook. Take the time to go and listen to these podcasts. They last about from 20 to 30 minutes, and it will give you a complete overview of everything that we have said so far. This is going to begin today on my special chronological teaching of the book of Revelation, the seven bowl judgments. Revelation chapter 16 is our focal point. Now, we're only going to cover six of the seven bowl judgments today. Last week, we did our trumpet judgments, and we ended with the kingdom of Christ. The kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of Jesus in Revelation chapter 11. So if you're following us chronologically today, we've come this far. It's been very exciting, very sober, very serious, very intense of the judgments. We started in Revelation chapter 6 with the seal judgments a few weeks ago, and each chapter the judgments intensify. But keep this principle in mind. Number one, the church is not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation in Christ. We see that stated very specifically in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. We are promised to not go through the tribulation. Jesus says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, he said to the church at Philadelphia, he would keep them from the hour of trial that was coming upon the whole earth. So this is where we're at today. And before I begin our study, we are seeing in Israel a vicious attack from Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is using their own citizens as human shields so that when Israel retaliates from this barrage of missile, their own people are being killed, and they use that as propaganda against Israel. Israel is defending herself. I have a good friend there that sends me videos that shows me the barrage of missile attacks and how the Iron Dome, this is a wonderful device, how the Iron Dome intercepts 90% of those missiles. There has been some unfortunate fatalities of young people, of kids, of IDF soldiers, but Israel is fiercely retaliating. Today, 100 more rockets were fired, a total so far in the last couple of days of over 2,000 rockets, day and night falling on Israel. So as we see what's happening, it reminds me of exactly what's going to happen in the future, although 10 times as fierce as you're seeing today, when the Antichrist and the kings of the north will attack Jerusalem. So as I'm looking at what's happening today, it's frightening the direction our world is going. Just a few days ago, the Colonial Pipeline that supplies all of the gas to the East Coast was hacked by hackers. And they were threatening, I heard, to even attack our electronic grid. The technology there for so much is about to happen and unleash upon this earth. So as we look today at Revelation 16, I want you to remember our dear friends in Israel and pray for them. The Bible is really clear. This is why they're our greatest ally. Genesis chapter 12, he who blesses Israel, Hashem will bless. But he who curses Israel, Hashem will curse. Therefore, these people, these terrorists in Hamas, are certainly going to find out just how much they should not be attacking God's chosen people. Revelation chapter 16 today, I want to begin with this quote. So the first angel left the temple and poured out his bowl on the earth, and horrible, malignant sores broke out on everyone who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. These judgments get more fierce and fierce, and harmful and painful sores are now coming upon the people who bore the mark of the beast, who decided it was more important for their economic needs than for their eternal soul. And they followed the beast, and not only followed him for economic reasons, but they bowed down in homage and worshipped the beast. And because of that, in the first bold judgment of Revelation 16, God throws out upon humanity harmful and painful sores. In the second bowl, verse 3, all of the sea turns to blood. Every living thing died that was in the sea. Remember back in Revelation chapter 8 when a third of the sea turned to blood. Now the intensity continues. Bowl number 2, all of the sea turns to blood. Every living thing that was in the sea is now dead. Verse 4, the third bowl of the angel is poured out, and the rivers and the springs of water turn to blood. So the drinking water is now completely poisoned and contaminated. Remember in Revelation chapter 8, the star Wormwood fell down into the water supply, and a third of the water supply was contaminated. All of the rivers, all of the springs of water turned to blood. It reminds me of the judgments of God upon Egypt and the Pharaoh when Egypt was where the Hebrews were held captive for so many hundreds of years. God sent Moses and Aaron and said to the Pharaoh, release my people so they can worship me. When the Pharaoh hardened his heart, God used Moses for the miracles and the plagues to turn the Nile into blood. And so we see something similar here in verse number 4, when the third bowl is poured out and the springs of water turn to blood. Revelation chapter 16, verse 5, and I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, just are you, O Holy One, who is and who was, for you brought these judgments, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. It is what they deserve. And I heard the altar saying, yes, God, yes, Lord God, the Almighty, true and just are your judgments. Remember back in Revelation chapter 6, the martyrs were saying, how long, O Lord, before you avenge our blood, our deaths upon the earth? And here we see it in the bold judgments, he gives humanity blood to drink. And the angel in charge of the water says it is what they deserve. We continue on with these unbelievable judgments that are going on. In the fourth bowl, verses 8 through 9, mankind is scorched by the sun. But notice, if you read here, they continued to curse God and would not repent. Talk about a sunburn. Mankind is scorched by the blazing sun. Talk about climate change. But they continued to curse God. They refused to repent, just like Pharaoh, who continued to harden his heart with the plagues against Egypt. They refused to repent. You would think by this time, you remember back in Revelation 9 with the scorpions, the evil angels, stinging a third of mankind for 5 months, and yet they continue to curse God and would not repent. Verse number 10, the fifth bowl is poured out, and the Antichrist's kingdom is destroyed, and people gnawed their tongues in pain and agony. Now, in our next teaching series, we're going to learn the fate of Babylon. We're going to learn more insight on this. But the fifth bowl, we see that the Antichrist's kingdom is destroyed. Again, showing who's in charge here. The sovereign Lord of the universe. The Antichrist can only do what God allows him to do for his sovereign purposes. Now, I want to pause here for a minute because this is very important that we understand this. Going back to Revelation chapter 6 in the seal judgments, we notice that a fourth of mankind at that time was killed by the sword, by famine, and by plagues, by pestilence. Remember what the world is suffering through today with the Corona 19 virus. Folks, this is just a foreshadow of the pestilence that will come upon mankind. Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. So it says there a fourth of mankind was killed by the sword, by famine, and plagues, and wild beasts. Now, the sixth trumpet of Revelation chapter 9 talked about the sting of the scorpions, a third of mankind is killed by these evil angels. You put these two figures together at this time in chronology, what's happening, and we notice that only a half of the earth's population remains alive because half of it has been killed out in the bold judgments, in the trumpet judgments, in the seal judgments. That leaves about 3.5 billion people left. And where are they located? Well, the Bible says they live in the east. 3.5 people are left in the east. This is very important. Now you'll notice why. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 documents that the sixth bowl is poured out. What happens here is the Euphrates River dries up and it allows passage for the kings of the east as they head towards Jerusalem. What they're going to do with the Euphrates River being dried up is all of these armies from the east will join the Antichrist for the Battle of Armageddon. Now, what about the east? We've talked about this before. But half of the earth's population resides in the east. That is the countries of China, India, North and South Korea, and Japan. So this is what's happening now in our chronological study. We're headed towards the Battle of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16 is very pivotal. And I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs leap from the mouths of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. They are demonic spirits who work miracles and go out to all the rulers of the world to gather them for battle against the Lord on that great judgment day of God the Almighty. Look, I will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed are all who are watching for me, who keep their clothing ready so they will not have to walk around naked and ashamed. Verse 16, and the demonic spirits gathered all the rulers and their armies to a place with the Hebrew name Armageddon. Notice that the demonic spirits gathered them. What does that mean? Well, the satanic trinity, that is Satan, Antichrist, and the false prophet, will cause and perform signs, wonders, and miracles to gather all of the nations of the world to Jerusalem. Very interesting. What is going on here? Well, God is using these deceptive signs and wonders performed by the Antichrist and the false prophet and by Satan. He's using them to gather them unto the battle of Armageddon in Jerusalem. There is a very important principle here I want us to understand. It's about being a lover of the truth. If we are not lovers of the truth, and it shows it right here, God will send a strong delusion upon you. Here's what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. This man will come, that is the Antichrist, to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. This is a very important principle for all of us. We must be lovers of the truth. But because this satanic trinity will perform all of these signs, wonders, and miracles and deceive these people, God will use their deception. He will send strong delusion and gather all of these nations to the world toward Jerusalem. He's setting them up, and they don't understand that. Zechariah chapter 14 is very clear on what's happening here. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1, watch, for the day of the Lord is coming when your possessions will be plundered right in front of you. I will gather all the nations to fight against Jerusalem. The city will be taken, the houses looted, and the women raped. Half the population will be taken into captivity, and the rest will be left among the ruins of the city. This is very clear. Coincides with Revelation 16:16. They assembled them at the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The Antichrist here will partner with China on the mountains of Megiddo in the Jezreel Valley. And this is where the famous Battle of Armageddon will take place. Today, what we have been noticing and we have been focusing in on is the most severest of all the judgments poured out on mankind. The six bowls, the harmful and painful sores, the sea being turned to blood, every living thing perishing, the rivers and springs of water, the drinking water, totally transformed into blood. Mankind is scorched by the sun. The Antichrist's kingdom is destroyed. Half of the earth's population is no more. And God is using the false signs and wonders performed by the satanic trinity to draw them all across the Euphrates River into Jerusalem for the great day of the Battle of Armageddon. We have learned a lot that this severe judgment is for the earth dwellers. So oftentimes in films, and a lot of it's like the old films of the 70s and 80s, A Thief in the Night, though well-meaning, it showed that the church goes through the tribulation. And according to what I believe the Bible is clearly saying, all of these famines and plagues are not for the church. Revelation chapter 4 is very clear. The 24 elders, the church is in heaven before the tribulation period. I believe that's what the Bible clearly teaches. And so as we see these judgments coming on, it should break our heart in many ways. Though they deserve it, they have followed the Antichrist, they pledged their allegiance to him. It's still a principle in the Bible that comes to mind. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. If you today don't have the assurance that your life is right with God, if you don't know that you have been forgiven, that you have a real, living, vital relationship with Jesus Christ, today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. God is waiting for you to come to his Son so that he can cleanse you of all of your guilt and shame. He will draw you there by his Spirit. He will show you the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He came that we should have life and have it more abundantly. He came to be our perfect, sinless sin bearer. He came to give us new life, a new beginning, hope, and freedom, all of those things. And so today, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I hope that these programs encourage you to come out from the darkness around you, from the addiction that keeps your soul in bondage. Come and find your hope and freedom in Jesus Christ. I want us now to take just a moment to listen to a song from Petra that describes, I believe, Revelation chapter 16.
If it ain't your fault, it's got to be instead of if it ain't your fault.
That is the powerful praise music of Petra. All the king horses and all the king's men are going to put this world back together again. We're going to see that in Revelation chapter 19 with the return of Christ, the return of the bride, and we will be with him riding into victory with the sound of his command and voice. The Antichrist and all of his armies will be no more. That will be the end of the oppressors. Today, I have been focusing in on Revelation chapter 16, and I want to remind you again that all of these audio podcasts are available on my Facebook, my radio program, and also on my Spotify platform, so you can take in all of the information you may have missed from the previous programs. One final note today, I want to give some credit to President Biden. He spoke out in favor of Israel, saying, quote, they have the right to defend themselves, and he condemned the missile attacks from Hamas. But no sooner had he said that than Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, the Muslim Somalian congresswoman from Minnesota, said how wrong that was, that the president was siding with the oppressors. I say people like her need to be removed from office for their anti-American outrageous statements. Israel is defending herself against an oppressor. They are not the oppressor. Tlaib, Linda Sussour, Ilhan Omar, all of them are anti-American. And it's the same spirit, the same anti-Semitic spirit that we're going to see in the future, in these end times, that same anti-Semitic spirit with the coalition of nations that will try to destroy Jerusalem. And just wanted to throw that in for the last 5 minutes. I have been thinking about where this anti-Semitic spirit comes from. It's right here in our own country. These elected officials have no right to those kind of views. It's very anti-Semitic. They're blaspheming our greatest ally. As far as I'm concerned, they need to go. They don't represent us. They are the same anti-Semitic spirit that we will see in the end of times. But remember what God does. Just like that. And they're annihilated. That's his chosen people. We need to bless Israel. Because if we don't bless Israel, God says, if you curse them, you are cursed. That's how important it is. The Jewish people are wonderful, lovely, very good people. I want to thank you so much for joining me today on the broadcast. God bless you. I will see you again on Monday on the Cross in the Desert. Have a very good weekend.